In 1848, a boy from New York State entered a kite flying contest. The challenge was to fly a kite straight across the Niagara River at the narrowest point between the U.S. and Canada. Engineers needed a rope, wire, or string to run from one side to the other before constructing a bridge above the Roaring Rapids. A large group of kids on both sides of the falls accepted the challenge. Homan Walsh was American, but he knew that the kids on the Canadian side had an advantage because of the wind direction. Walsh took a ferry to the Canadian side just below the falls and walked until he got to the cliff right above the Whirlpool Rapids. He waited until the winds were just right and then flew his kite across the water. Though his first attempt ended in failure, he retrieved and repaired his kite and returned to Canada several days later to try again. On his second attempt, Walsh's kite string made it safely across to the U.S. side. The 15-year-old boy received a cash prize for giving engineers exactly what they needed to begin construction on the first suspension bridge across the falls.
Brought to you by English Club, where learning and teaching are fun. www.englishclub.com